right. We are convening the Land Use Committee. It's 7:30 on Monday, September 17th. Present at the beginning of the meeting is Councillor Schwartz, Chairman, Councillor Auchincloss from Ward 2, Councillor Crossley from Ward 5, and Councillor Laredo, President Laredo from Ward 7. We have one item on our agenda. The item is 477-18, extension of time. She's not
Andrea.
Really here yet.
Come on, Andrea, let's get rolling here.
That was my question.
Councillor Kelly from Ward 3. So we have an extension of time for 424-432 Cherry Street. Councillor Greenberg's just joined us from Ward 1. This is for an extension of an agreement to an extension of time until October 31st in which to hold a public hearing on petition 420-18 at 424-432 Cherry Street. This is due to a delay in the completion of the file, although apparently, from what I understand, planning said that the file was complete, so the clock starts that we have to have a public hearing. So they are agreeing to extend the public hearing, the time in which we have to extend to have the public hearing, largely because they did not really complete what they needed to do. So they're amenable, and as long as we're amenable, it's okay. And it's okay. I mean, it's a repeat kind of problem that we're having from this particular petitioner, but
this comes under stuff happens.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I actually don't really understand what happened.
So there's been a policy that
on the record too.
There's been a policy that the planning department does not consider a application complete until it's truly complete. But apparently there's a little bit so they've been trying to enforce that, but apparently actually it's a little bit unclear if they have the authority to do that. So once a petition is actually essentially complete, there's a time frame that starts that you have to have a public hearing within.
Okay.
And so we will not be achieving that because we're putting off the public hearing until it's really complete.
Okay.
So it would have to be done by October 4th or something, and now this is them agreeing to extend it until October 31st. We'll probably have the public hearing somewhere before October.
I have a follow-up question on Jake's question of confusion.
Yeah.
Is it the petitioner's delay or the planning department's starting the clock too soon?
That's not entirely clear to me. I think that it's a bit of a debate. I think what happened, well, I don't know exactly what happened, so I don't want to speculate, but essentially something was moved onward that we normally would wait for everything to be ready, and it was moved onward, and now we're in this.
So maybe they formally accepted the petition before it was 100% complete, so the planning department made an acceptance.
It might be their role, although there was a... There was a piece of this that apparently we have to look at that authority of the planning department to require it to be truly complete, because I think some of the petitioner's lawyers are saying that's actually not in the law. There might not be that administrative approval. That's not relevant.
Either way, we're just trying to get this done.
I just wanted to understand.
On a going forward basis, it's a really good question to ask.
Right.
We don't want to...
Yeah.
We ought to get it figured out.
They have to request it. We need to approve it. I will move it if you're ready for a motion.
To be honest, with this, yeah, that's fine. Okay, all those in favor? Great, okay. Deb, you're in favor as well? Deb.
Yes.
In favor, so 2, 4, 6. 6 in favor, 0 opposed, 2 abstentions. And that concludes our meeting.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairman. Wonderful.
Fastest meeting ever. I'm going to leave it to you.